We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Monday, September 11th goes to the New York Football Giants as a staff, organization, and mother effing crew. New York Giants fans, you getting some of this hee-haw too. Okay, I have no idea why they are known as the Football Giants, especially after what my Dallas Cowboys did to them last night. You would think on the eve of the 22nd anniversary of 9/11, the New York Giants would have some type of inspiration, some type of motivation to show up and be the best version of themselves. But instead, they ended up being the only team in the whole NFL who couldn't put up a single point on Sunday. I don't even know if that stat is correct, but it feels right. It feels like the New York Giants were the only team in the NFL who didn't score a single point on Sunday, okay? Correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. If not, who cares, all right? Who cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining? Now, if you haven't heard, the final score last night was 40-0. I mean, that Cowboys D was penetrating the Giants' O-line all night with no lubrication. Mm-mm. All right, let's go to CBS 2 New York for the report, please.
So there's that. 40-0, your primetime final between the Cowboys and the Giants. It was wet, it was wild, and it had some history in it. 40 points is the largest shutout victory in a Cowboys opener in the history of the franchise. 40 points is the largest shutout loss in an opener in Giants franchise history.
It was wet. That's why it made it so easy for the Cowboys D to penetrate. Now, look, it was the eve of 9/11 as well, okay? And America's team showed up. That moment was for America, okay? That moment was for America's team. We knew what America needed, and we delivered, all right? We knew what the moment was. We wasn't going to let America down at a time like this. In fact, we knew that it was going to be a tough time for the Giants, which is why we decided to bring 40s for the whole team. You know, growing up, if one of your homies was going through something, you pull up with an ice-cold 40 to try to numb the pain. And last night was probably the first time in a long time that a lot of people in New York drank a 40-0. And that's why so many of them were looking sick last night and probably feel a little hungover today. See, that Cowboys 40-0 hit different. All right, 40-0 is St. Ives, Old English, Colt 45, Slick's Malt Liquor, that Blue Bull, that 211, Hurricane, Mickey's, King Cobra. None of them hit like that Cowboys 40-0. Now, I know there was a lot of Dominicans in New York last night who feel like they put on white jeans and blue Giants jerseys for absolutely no reason. And who am I to tell you different? You are absolutely correct. You put on those white jeans and that blue Giants jersey for no damn reason at all last night, and the weather was disgusting, so those white jeans got ruined. I guarantee dry cleaners all over New York City are being bombarded with white jeans today because of all the Dominicans who put on white jeans and a blue Giants jersey last night to watch my Dallas Cowboys dismantle the New York Giants 40-0. Now, Envy, this morning I want to tell you the story of the cucumber, the pickle, the penis, and the New York Giants fan. Would you like to hear it?
No.
So there was a cucumber, right? A pickle, a penis, and a New York Giants fan sitting around talking about how bad their lives were. The pickle says, that's nothing. When I get, big and hard, they stick me in a jar full of vinegar and vacuum seal me. And the penis says, my life is the worst. When I get big and hard, they put a rubber tarp on my head and stick me in a dark room and bang my head against the wall until I throw up and pass out. The New York Giants fan said, my life is terrible because I can't handle Big D. But side note, Giants fans love Little D.
Well, I like Little D.
Yes, you do, don't you, Envy? Oh, Envy, you a father like me. Let's see if you can guess these dad jokes, okay? Mm-hmm. You want to guess some of them?
Sure.
Huh?
Sure.
Why doesn't New York Giants quarterback Daniel Jones use the phone anymore?
Why?
Because he can't find the receivers. Listen, you want another one? How many Giants fans does it take to find a light bulb, Envy?
How many?
None, because they are happy living in the Cowboys' shadow. I got another one for you. What's the difference between the New York Giants and a dollar bill, Envy?
What?
You can still get four quarters out of a dollar bill. Last night, the Giants couldn't give you one. Want one more? Huh? Want one more? Huh?
No.
What did the New York Giants and Chick-fil-A workers have in common yesterday? I know you know this one. Come on. Come on.
They're off on Sunday?
Neither one of them showed up for work on Sunday. Look, I'm here all week. No, literally, I'm here all week reminding you that my Dallas Cowboys have the best D in the league. Last night, the Giants got the first taste of the big D that the league will be sucking on all season. And on February 11th, we will be playing in the Super Bowl in Vegas. But no need to get ahead of ourselves. Let's just enjoy the process, starting with the 40-0 ass-cutting we put on the New York football Giants last night. Now, can we please give the New York Giants the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones?
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
And in case you're wondering, the cucumber's life is terrible because when the cucumber gets big and hard, they chop it up and put it in a salad. Just want to throw that out there.
I would just like to say, you act like people can't have a bad day. Like you ever have sex and then boom, happens too fast, that's a bad day. You ever go to the casino and don't win, that's a bad day. You ever, need a haircut and then you forget your hat, you had a bad day. You ever walk down the street and step in some poop, you had a bad day. You ever walk down the street and a pigeon ish on you, it's a bad day. We all have bad days.
What about when somebody box your mouth? Is that a bad day?
Shut up, man.
Or is that threatening somebody with a good time?
You know what?
Which one is it?
It depends where you're at. It depends where you're at, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, B.E.T. Mm-hmm. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace, B.E.T.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.